Welcome to the July 22nd, 2012 edition of the First EPC Sermon Podcast. Today, during the worship service, we heard from our high school mission group that just returned from a week in Tunica, Mississippi. In order that they had adequate time to share about their trip, Associate Pastor Jonathan Whitley takes a break from his series on Ephesians and turns to the Psalms for a devotional message entitled, Living with Benefits. Turn in your Bibles to Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Here's Jonathan.
Well, this is a wonderful day, and you may be looking at your clocks going, oh man, here comes the preacher. It's almost 11. What's going to happen? Well, I'll happily tell you that I've scrapped the sermon that I was going to preach today. Last night at 10 o'clock, I thought, you know, I want to make sure we've got ample time for the kids, ample time for everything. We are going to have a little devotion here, though, a short devotion of sorts. And if you'd like to turn to Psalm 103, it's going to come up here on the screen in a minute. Moving these mics away because they're giving me problems. But we're taking a brief escape from Ephesians to look at the Psalms. And this is a Psalm of King David, and it is God's Word, and we're going to read this together. We're going to read five verses. I'm going to ask for all of you to stand, and hopefully you can see that. So let's stand together as we read God's Word this morning. And it should be up here. Oh, yeah, there it is. Great. This is God's Word for us this morning. Let's read together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, we ask that you would bless the reading and our understanding of your word today in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can be seated. We're gonna think about one question. I'm gonna try to keep this brief, you know, and feel free to shout out if you'd like, as they heard down there in Tunica. I don't mind my own children shout out many times during the sermons, so that's fine. You know, you won't offend me. Come on, let's bring it on. You know, but we're gonna think about one question as we come to the word this morning. It's this simple question of what would it look like if we remembered the benefits of God? What would it really look like? Think about the word benefit for a moment. You know, you might think of retirement benefits or insurance benefits. And often we don't even realize these benefits until we use them. You know, I don't think I realized the full scope of my insurance benefits until my son went through a surgery and several other things in the last 6 months. I don't think I realized all the benefits of these things. But as we come to this word benefit this morning in the Psalm, David is using it in a little bit different way. It's not necessarily sort of the things we receive as sort of insurance or things that sort of these kind of benefits like we think of. He's actually meaning, the word literally means a reward or compensation. It's sort of like the idea of a payment. The idea here is that a reward is given for an action that was properly and justly completed. Something was done and there was a reward given for that. That's what he means when he says benefits. Well, let's think for a moment, who is the provider of this benefit? Well, he starts out, he says, bless the Lord. And we see the word Lord, is it still, oh yeah, there it is, good. Well, in your Bibles, the word Lord there is actually in all caps in your Bibles. And the word in all caps in the Old Testament signifies something. What it signifies, whenever you see in the Old Testament the word Lord in all caps, this is not the same as Adonai, which is L-O-R-D in lowercase. This is Yahweh. Whenever you see it in all caps, the Jewish scribes, when they would come across this in the Hebrew, they wouldn't even say it. It was too holy of a name for them to utter past their lips. It was the name Yahweh. This is the covenant-making, the covenant-keeping God who declares, I will be your God. You will be my people. And this is the same God who says, you who were once not my people are now my people. And so we look to the Lord as the one who provides these benefits. Well, what are the benefits? Let's look briefly at these. Verse 3, your sins are pardoned, your diseases are healed, in verse 3. And if you read the rest of the psalm, which we didn't read this morning, it actually explains what that looks like. In verse 6 through 10, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He makes known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. And this is the part I love, verse 10. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Think about it for a moment. What would life look like if God did deal with us according to our sins? Man, I don't think I want to think about that. Would not be good if God did deal with us according to our sins. But yet, the benefits of God is that our sins are pardoned. Our diseases are healed. Secondly, verse 4, our life is redeemed and we are crowned with love and mercy. And if you continue in the rest of the psalm, verse 11 through 19, I'm not going to read it all, but it talks about this. It talks about this idea. It says, as far as the east is from the west, east, west, wherever it is, as far as the east is from the west, that's forever apart. That's how far He's removed our transgressions from us. That's how far, how much redemption He has given us. And then this idea of being crowned with love and mercy. Think of this idea. He gives a picture of a father. A father who has compassion on His children. A father who shows compassion to those who fear Him. A father who knows us, knows our frame, and forms us out of the dust. That's a God that I want to worship. That's a God that I want to serve. And those who are part of the covenant are not simply God's people. We are God's children. We are adopted. We are called. We are redeemed from the pit. We are made alive in Christ. We are raised from the deadness of our hearts and seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So thirdly, in verse 5, we see that we are fully satisfied and renewed in our strength. In verse 20 through 22, at the end of the psalm, sort of expounds upon this. And David says, he finishes the psalm like this. Bless the Lord, O you His angels, you mighty ones who do His word. Obey the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, His ministers who do His will. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. David sings such praises to Yahweh, this covenant God, because he is fully satisfied by God. He is fully renewed by the work of the Lord, of Yahweh in him. We must remember that true satisfaction, true joy, true happiness is found nowhere else. Nowhere else. No other relationship, no other person, no other thing, no other material item. Nothing can provide true happiness and true joy, the kind that God can provide. So let's think about for a moment as we start to wrap up. How do we receive these blessings, these benefits? Are they for everybody? Well, think about this for a moment. We have a perspective on Scripture different than those who received the Scripture firsthand had. Think about this. When David wrote this psalm, Jesus had not yet come to the earth as a man. Here he is talking about your sins being forgiven, your iniquities being pardoned, your diseases being healed. And it's all promises. It's prophecies about something that will come, something that will be. And yet Jesus had not come yet. And David, his readers are reading this, and they don't have a clear view of this. They're sort of hearing this going, well, that's kind of good. Unlike us, we sit here, you know, some of us raised in the church all our life, we've heard these things. Jesus died for your sins. And you go, yeah, okay, great. It's not a new, fascinating thing for us. But for these people, they never heard this idea of your sins being pardoned. They heard that you have to go sacrifice and do all of these things to be forgiven. And here David says, no, no, no. Your sins will be pardoned. You will be redeemed from the pit. And David, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is writing a promise of God. And these promises are made to those who are in relationship with God, those who are part of the covenant. And all of these promises are resolved in one place. They are fulfilled by one person. How are sins pardoned? At the cross. How are diseases healed? At the cross. How are we redeemed? At the cross. How are we crowned with love and mercy? At the cross. How are we satisfied? At the cross. How are we renewed? At the cross. The old hymn says it like this. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light. And burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. What would it look like if we remembered these benefits? Why don't we remember them? Why don't we? Are we forgetful? Out of sight, out of mind, you know? Well, that Jesus thing happened a long time ago. Maybe. Yeah, I think the real reason we forget is that we really don't believe that we need God. If we really get to the heart of hearts, I think we all like to think we save ourselves. We all forget that we need God. We all think that we're pretty good, you know? Well, I keep most of the commandments most of the time. Is that good enough? Well, if one really examines your heart, I believe that you'll find that you break all the commandments every day. I think if we do that, we would find that. And that's a little teaser. Our next sermon series in September is going to be 10 words you need to know. We're going to go through the 10 commandments. All of our problems as individuals and as a church stem from this fact and would be resolved if we praise the Lord with all our souls and forgot none of His benefits. If we remember that we're not good enough, if we remember that we need God every day, all of us. So what would it look like if we remembered His benefits? Well, I don't think there'd be division in the church. I don't think we would have idols. I don't think we would be in conflict with one another. Instead, we would be unified in our purpose and mission to proclaim Christ. We would be jumping at the chance to sing His praises, much like the picture of this church. Everyone's just jumping up singing. They can't contain themselves. We would jump at the chance to serve Him. We would jump at the chance to make His name known. We would love God for who He is, and not merely for what He does for us. We would love Him for who He is and adore Him, not just adore the fact that He's useful to us. We would be grateful to God for paying our debt. We would adore Christ, who forsook all else, so that all who call upon Him might be saved. Well, consider this closing thought. We are provided benefits for the proper and just actions that someone else completed. See, this benefit, this idea is compensation, but we're not the ones who earn the compensation. Christ did. And we are compensated with blessings because of His work. So I don't want you to leave here today thinking that you must simply try harder to remember the benefits of God. I want you to leave here today thinking about the one who brings us these benefits. Leave here today thinking about the one who emptied Himself and became a stinking human being like us in order to bring us these benefits. Think about Jesus, who died so that all the promises of God would be fulfilled, resolved, and completed. And then you can say along with David, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, O my soul," and forget not all His benefits. Let's pray together. Father, may we think upon You, Christ, our Savior, so that we may remember our benefits in You. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from God's Word. Tune in again next week for another sermon from the pulpit of First EPC in Anna, Illinois. Be sure and visit us on the web at www.firstepc.org or on Facebook at facebook.com/firstepc. Now here's Jonathan with some final comments and the benediction.
I suppose if I picked a more familiar hymn, that would not have been as anticlimactic, but nevertheless, we can praise the Lord as we leave here, and let us remember that we go as ones who are sent into His world on a mission for Christ to proclaim His name. So now receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Anna, Illinois. Until next time, may God bless.